G'day, mates. Welcome to the podcast, Would You Eat That? Each week on Would You Eat That, we scour the globe for the most bizarre foods and experts to explain why anyone would be adventurous enough to eat them or apprehensive enough to give them a hard pass. I'm your host this week, Gidget von LaRue from the land down under. When you hear the word Australia, what's the first thing that jumps into your head? Okay, besides huge spiders and crocs. If you guessed our beloved indigenous kangaroo, then you are correct. My mates, Kari, Brad and Jerry, and I dive into this marsupial powerhouse and ask the question, would you eat that? So let's light up the barbie, grab some grog, because it's tea time. I'd like to welcome Kari to our panel. Hey, Kari.
Hello, Gidget. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you are most welcome, my dear. Now, look, I'm excited to hear what things you found out about our Skippy the kangaroo as a food source. What did you find?
One of the big things is that there are between 35 and 50 million kangaroos in Australia. That's a lot of roo happening right there. Yep.
Yeah, statistics basically say there are two kangaroos for every human being on the island of Australia.
Right. But the problem is supply and demand. So it comes down to they can use the leather and the hides, but the actual food source itself is being wasted because people don't want this because there is a little bit of a problem. And we kind of brought it up in the beginning there is Skippy. Skippy the kangaroo.
Skippy the bush kangaroo. Yep.
Skippy the bush kangaroo back in the 1960s, basically made it feel like this lovable creature. And people are having a really hard time kind of crossing over and saying, yeah, let's eat kangaroo meat because it feels a little bit like eating Bambi at this point. It's their, you know, it's your national animal. And people are kind of conflicted with that.
There's still most of the people that I know, I eat kangaroo. I think it's absolutely delicious, but it's only really started showing up in the supermarkets probably the last, I'd say, 6 years, even though it has been around for a very, very long time. Obviously, the indigenous people have always eaten kangaroo, but for a commercial thing, a lot of restaurants are serving it. But the complaints are that you can't overcook it. It's got to be served rare. So if you like your meat well done, kangaroo is not the meat for you.
Then also part of the problem is in the world, there is a demand of pork for 36%. No kidding. Everybody loves bacon, right? Coming in
yes,
number
I
two.
I would eat that, yeah.
Right, exactly. Coming in number
Wrap
two.
Wrap the kangaroo in bacon.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Coming in number two is chicken at 35%. Going on with that, beef comes in at number three at 22%. And then kangaroo, you have less than half of a percent of what is a quote-unquote demand. So as far as a demand, it makes it really hard.
It's absolutely just converting many people over to trying it. Yeah, as you said, there's still a stigma about it. People, I don't want to eat Skippy.
I don't know if I could, to be honest with you. I mean, honestly, I actually have a stuffed animal kangaroo. I'm 43 years old, and yes, I'm buying stuffed animals, so it's fine. But I look at it, and I'm like, no, I mean, it's like this cuddly little thing. I have a hard time eating things that I've seen and touched and, you know, kind of hung out with. And I'm like, oh, you're so cute and things like that.
But lambs are cute as well. And so are little piglets and stuff. Yeah. And I'm happy to eat those.
And I bring back up Bambi.
Yeah. Well, I just, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. I'm going to say no. I'd give it a hard pass.
Okay. All right. That's the great thing. We can all choose to eat whatever we want. All right, Jerry, you did some of your own research on the nutrition of eating kangaroo. And as a doctor, no less, this should be pretty interesting. What did you find out?
First thing that I found was an interesting comparison of kangaroo meat versus some of the more common things that we're going to eat here in the United States. Primarily beef would be the top of the list. And kangaroo meat in general, as you mentioned, Gidget, is actually not only a lot healthier than most meats, it also has a whole lot less fat, nearly 5% fat versus average red meat here in the United States as far as cow meat is going to be running somewhere between 5 and 20%, closer to the 20 end. You also have a lot of protein. It's one of the higher protein red meats. So it's very lean, high in protein, contains a significant amount of iron and a large volume of zinc, which is also important for immune system function. So lots of different advantages over beef One of the reasons that people give such guff to red meat, why we talk about red meat causing issues with cholesterol and even potentially risk for colon cancer. One of the big things we talk about is saturated fats, and kangaroo meat is incredibly low in saturated fats. It's mostly polyunsaturated fats and a bunch of omega-3s.
Right.
So if you're going to eat red meat, kangaroo meat is actually far better for you than grass-fed beef even, which grass-fed beef versus grain-fed beef, there's that big discussion. And as you guys mentioned earlier, kangaroos are eating mostly grass, which means they're grass-fed by their very nature. So as Gidget alluded to, they are very...
And it's delicious. Exactly. So there's that. That's always a bonus.
Yeah, on top of that.
Is it all that jumping around that, like, I don't know, makes it more like muscular?
Tenderizes the meat?
Or something. I don't know. Like, does that help?
Lots of good theories about that. It has a lot to do with action potentials in the muscle and making sure that you can get good solid strength out of a muscle fiber. So, yeah, probably has a fair amount to do with it. The fact that they use that muscle, the loin muscle, which in cows is going to be coming as the tenderest kind of part of the cow. You probably heard of tenderloin, or that's where the filet mignon comes from. The same muscle in the kangaroo is going to be generating way more force because the kangaroo is jumping. And that type of muscle has to have a lot of high energy and a lot of strength behind it in order to move, which means that it's going to be a lot more meaty and a lot less fatty. So from that standpoint, from a nutritional standpoint, you're going to get a good cut of lean red meat. Kangaroo is actually an ideal version of red meat to eat. The key to growing good food or obtaining good food is not just about how it impacts us, but also how it impacts the environment. And so kangaroo has very low carbon footprint as far as food goes. Chicken, beef, you name it, anything that's grown on major farms here in the United States, massive carbon footprint, massive impact on the environment. Kangaroos outnumber people 2-1. That's a lot of kangaroo to go around, especially if there aren't a whole lot of Australians that eat it. So you know what? I'll take one off their hands anytime.
Excellent. Well, do you want to come to Australia? You could be the advertising spokesman more people eating kangaroo. We've got to get more people on board with this, because that's it. If you're worried about the environment, eat Skippy. So lastly, Brad, you were kind of the inspiration, and your wife was as well, behind wanting to eat kangaroo by asking me, do you eat kangaroo? So tell us, what shocking things have you learned?
Well, I have learned a lot through listening to this, and I'm actually going mulling all this over to see if I would actually eat it, because before I have this image of Skippy, and it's just so cute. I'm just imagining a little kangaroo hopping around with its little babies in its pouch. Oh, it's so cute. And my daughter has a stuffed animal too, you know?
I don't know. Did you just compare me to your daughter? How old your daughter?
She's nine.
All right. I'm okay with that. Okay. I'm young at heart. It's okay.
Yeah, but so this is like this really cute animal. I just can't imagine eating it. But as I've been learning some stuff, it's almost like I feel this weird social responsibility to eat kangaroos all of a sudden.
We'll make a kangatarian of you yet.
Make a kangatarian of me. But it's like, it sounds like it's healthy and better for the environment as a meat. And I had no clue. I didn't know any of this stuff. I'm having these weird feelings of like looking at animals and be like, oh, look at that one. Look how it moves. That's going to be a good one to eat.
It's the only food that kicks your ass on the way back.
Yeah, right. So for me, after all this, I definitely am on the scale. If I had to put it like a little scale up, I definitely would try kangaroo meats. Definitely worth a try.
So thanks for listening to Would You Eat That?, where we answer the question, would you eat a kangaroo? Next week, we ask if you'd eat a Mongolian bulldog or a Marmite cooked from the inside out. Ugh. Anyway, see you guys next time on Would You Eat That?
All right, guys, I got an important question for you. Would you eat a kangaroo?
No.
Why?
No.
Because they're so cute.
Yeah. They're so adorable.